Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hands-on Machine. Learning with Scikit-Learn and PyTorch by Aurélien Geron is a practical technical guide to modern machine learning and deep learning with Python. It belongs to the Applied Programming and Data Science category, but its scope is broader than a library manual. It teaches the concepts, workflows, and engineering habits needed to build intelligent systems from real data. The book continues Geron's well-known hands-on approach, using Scikit-Learn for classical machine learning and PyTorch for neural network development. Its purpose is to reduce the distance between theory and implementation. Readers are introduced to regression, classification, model evaluation, pre-processing, unsupervised learning, and deep learning architectures through executable examples rather than purely mathematical exposition. The book is designed for readers who already have basic programming ability and want a structured path from first machine learning experiments to more advanced systems, such as convolutional networks, recurrent networks, transformers, autoencoders, and generative models. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, end-to-end machine learning projects as the organizing framework. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on the full machine learning workflow rather than isolated algorithms. Geron presents machine learning as a sequence of practical decisions to find the problem, obtain and inspect data, create a test set, explore patterns, prepare features, train several candidate models, evaluate them, tune hyperparameters, and consider deployment. This structure is important because many introductory resources teach algorithms without explaining how they fit into a working project. The book treats pre-processing, validation, and evaluation as central activities, not administrative details. For example, data cleaning, feature scaling, categorical encoding, pipelines, and cross-validation are presented as mechanisms that protect models from misleading results and fragile code. The reasoning is that a model's apparent performance is only meaningful if the surrounding workflow is disciplined. By using scikit-learn pipelines and reproducible project patterns, the book shows how to reduce leakage, simplify experimentation, and make models easier to maintain. This project-centered method gives readers a realistic picture of machine learning work, where success depends as much on data handling and evaluation design as on selecting an impressive algorithm. Secondly, supervised learning explained through practical model behavior. The book covers core supervised learning methods, such as linear regression, logistic regression, support vector machines, decision trees, random forests, ensemble methods, and gradient boosting in a way that focuses on how models behave in practice. Rather than treating each algorithm as a mathematical object only, Geron explains what kinds of patterns it can capture, how it tends to fail, and which parameters influence its performance. This is particularly useful for beginners because supervised learning often looks like a simple input-output mapping, while real use requires understanding bias, variance, regularization, and generalization. The book's treatment of overfitting and underfitting gives readers a vocabulary for diagnosing model performance instead of merely comparing accuracy scores. Ensemble methods receive attention because they illustrate a practical principle: combining weaker or unstable learners can produce stronger, more robust predictions. The use of scikit-learn helps make these comparisons concrete, since many models share a consistent interface for fitting, predicting, and evaluating. The result is a grounded understanding of supervised learning as a set of trade-offs among interpretability, flexibility, computational cost, and predictive performance. Thirdly, model evaluation, tuning, and validation as safeguards against false confidence. A major topic in the book is the disciplined evaluation of machine learning models. Geron emphasizes that training performance is not enough, because a model can memorize training data while failing on new examples. The book introduces tools such as train test splits, cross-validation, learning curves, grid search, randomized search, and appropriate performance metrics to help readers estimate generalization more reliably. This focus matters because many common machine learning mistakes arise from evaluating a model on data that influenced its training or pre-processing. The book's use of pipelines directly supports safer validation, since transformations can be fitted only on training folds and then applied consistently to validation data. It also explains why metrics must match the problem classification accuracy can be misleading when classes are imbalanced, while precision, recall, F1 score, rock curves, or confusion matrices may reveal different operational risks. Hyperparameter tuning is presented not as a search for a magical setting, but as an experimental process constrained by validation design and computational limits. This topic gives the book an engineering orientation. Reliable models require procedures that prevent accidental optimism and make performance claims defensible. Fourthly, unsupervised learning for structure discovery, compression, and anomaly detection. The book includes unsupervised learning as more than a secondary category. It shows how algorithms can identify structure in data when labeled examples are unavailable or expensive. Topics such as clustering, dimensionality reduction, anomaly detection, and density estimation are important because many real datasets arrive without clean target labels. Clustering methods can reveal groups of similar instances, support exploratory analysis, or create features for downstream supervised models. Dimensionality reduction techniques help manage high-dimensional data, reduce noise, and make visualization more informative, while also raising the trade-off between compression and information loss. Anomaly detection is treated as a practical task for identifying rare or unusual observations, a problem that differs from standard classification because examples of anomalies may be scarce or diverse. The reasoning behind this coverage is that machine learning is not only about prediction, it is also about representation and discovery. By connecting unsupervised methods to practical uses, the book helps readers understand when these tools are appropriate and what their limitations are. It also prepares readers for deep learning topics where representation learning becomes central. Lastly, PyTorch-based deep learning from neural network fundamentals to modern architectures. The PyTorch portion of the book extends the hands-on philosophy into deep learning. It introduces neural networks through the practical mechanics of tensors, automatic differentiation, optimization, loss functions, training loops, and model modules. This is significant because deep learning frameworks can appear opaque if readers only call high-level functions without understanding the training process. The book then moves into architectures such as convolutional neural networks for image-related tasks, recurrent networks for sequential data, transformers for attention-based sequence modeling, autoencoders for representation learning, and generative adversarial networks for generative modeling. Its coverage of pre-trained models and fine-tuning reflects a major shift in modern AI practice. Many strong systems are built by adapting existing models rather than training large networks from scratch. PyTorch is well suited to this teaching style because it exposes the computational structure while still supporting efficient experimentation. The book does not aim to make every architecture mathematically exhaustive. Instead, it gives readers enough conceptual grounding and code-level experience to understand why architectures differ, how they are trained, and how they can be adapted to practical problems. In conclusion, this book is best suited for programmers, data analysts, students, engineers, and technically oriented professionals who want to build machine learning systems rather than only read about them. It assumes some comfort with Python and general programming concepts, so absolute beginners may need a slower companion resource for coding fundamentals. For readers with that foundation, its practical benefit is substantial. It explains how to move from raw data to evaluated models, how to diagnose common failures, and how to use scikit-learn and PyTorch in a structured way. Intellectually, it helps readers connect algorithmic ideas such as generalization, regularization, representation, and optimization to concrete implementation choices. The book stands out among machine learning introductions because it balances breadth, code, and workflow discipline. Many books are either theory-heavy, library-specific, or narrowly focused on deep learning. Giron's approach integrates classical machine learning, project practice, and modern neural networks in one progression. Its distinction is not that it covers every topic in maximum mathematical depth, but that it shows how the pieces fit together in usable systems. Compared with similar applied guides, it is especially valuable for readers who want a single, coherent path from scikit-learn fundamentals to PyTorch-based deep learning and pre-trained model fine-tuning. If you would like to support Aurelien Giron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.